For the last 3 years, City Health has been tracking attempts at improving public health in the 40 most populous cities in the country. Its president, Shelley Hearn, says they track 9 different policies.
Are they able to access high-quality, nutritious food? If someone is sick, can they stay home from work or take care of kids who are sick? Are you being protected if you're a young kid from the dangers of tobacco?
City Health awards medals ranging from bronze to gold. San Antonio and Dallas are 2 of 8 cities nationwide to earn gold. They join Boston, Chicago, LA, New York, San Francisco, and Seattle. Both Dallas and San Antonio ranked high on recently enacted paid sick leave policies, pre-K programs, smoke-free indoor air, and complete streets. Over the last 5 years, San Antonio has put emphasis in several of these areas. Kathy Shields is San Antonio Metro Health's Interim Assistant Director for Community Health.
These are areas that health departments across the country and cities across the country should be tackling if they want to see improved health.
City Health says there are areas for San Antonio and Dallas that need improvement. San Antonio is in the first year of its affordable housing plan and received no medal for that category. Dallas received a no medal designation in healthy food procurement. Dr. Philip Huang is the director of Dallas County Health and Human Services. He says there's been a push to identify accessibility to healthy food.
The other thing with, you know, healthy food access, this again gets into some of the basic determinants, the basic needs that we need to address for the long term to address some of these disparities. South Dallas, Southeast Dallas need to have the same access to healthy foods that other parts of the community have.
Each of Texas's major cities were ranked. Austin, Houston, and Fort Worth all received bronze medals for their health policies. El Paso received no medal. I'm Joy Palacios in San Antonio.